Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.
KD8 AVA mobile.
Hey, Aaron. KD8 AVA from NAERL. Long time. How you doing? Dave here.
Hey Dave, yeah, it's been a while, NADRL, KD8AVA. Just headed into work. I've been working, kind of working from home half days and going in half days because I got a puppy, so trying to balance all that. So hopefully I can still make the repeater as I drive up the Midland, but not really sure. Last I checked, there was a lot more receive sites that have spun up since I remember 20 years ago, but good system. Anyways, back to you, KD8AVA.
Okay, well, fine business on that. Yeah, I just brought up the website, and you are pretty solid into the Hemlock one and tickling the one at Covenant. Over.
Oh, that's, yeah, I forgot that's on the website, too. Yeah, I imagine, I can't really remember where things are, but Hemlock's probably closest. I'm Midland Road right now, headed north, so probably stay on the Hemlock one until it gets too weak. I'm only running 5 watts right now. I decided to kind of get all my radio stuff back out. People told me I needed to get a hobby again, so I'm getting it back out. And the quickest way to get on the air is still an HD, so that's what I've got. External antenna still, but I haven't run the mobile radio power yet, so can't plug that into a cigarette lighter.
Well, it's doing fine. Good audio, and yeah, still bringing up Hemlock. Pretty good. All the receive sites are working pretty well right now. And, yeah, you can work most of the way into Midland. The site at Covenant works very well, too, as you get farther north. Yeah, well, it's very good to hear you. Yeah, very good on the HT. That's what I use for my main vehicle. It's a hybrid. So I didn't want to really mess with hooking up a mobile rig. So I just use an HD with an outside antenna. And that's good enough for local when I use it. I still have a mobile unit in my truck, but I don't drive the truck enough, except when the weather's bad anymore, to really see how that's doing. So, yeah, doing well here. I've been working on this retirement thing quite a few years, and spend most of my time with the XYL and myself helping out my daughters and ferrying the grandkids around with when they need it. But life is good. Over.
That's good to know. Maybe someday I'll be like you and get to have a retirement. I'm still out of Dow, so I'm over in the cybersecurity group now, which is great. I really love the people I work with and get to learn a lot of stuff. I go pretty deep on some technology, which is great for my brain. I like always having something new to learn, which is probably why I like ham radio in the first place. It was new, it was technology, and it was something fun. So, yeah, I went through, unfortunately, a divorce last year, and so part of the reason I'm picking up a hobby again is just to stay social and fill in the time where I don't have anything going on. I get my kids half the time, which is good, but still stinks not being a full family. I really wish that wouldn't have happened. Other than that, everything's going all right. Like I said, I got a puppy. Part of that was just to have some movement in the house and have a companion, and she's awesome. She's a golden retriever. Her name's Nova, which is Latin for new star. So I feel like it felt right time to get a puppy. It's about turning the corner onto 47 now, so hopefully that receipt site's still picking me up good. NADRL, this is KD8ABA.
Yeah, okay, Aaron. Yeah, are you using an outside antenna or just the HT antenna? Over.
It's outside a mag mount, 2 meter 440. I want to say it's a quarter wave. It's not a very good one, but it works.
Okay. No, you're still making it in. Just a little bit of cutting in and out, but still perfectly readable. Well, very good on everything. Sorry about, the breakup, and that's not a fun thing. It's, but it sounds like you're doing okay and very good on the kids. Now the repeater doesn't get a lot of use. I don't listen to it much. I just happen to have it on today because I'm sitting in my office trying to answer some emails. But the sites work well. It's got all the, everything has good audio. So we're pretty happy that it's doing as well as it is. So I won't hold you, but I just want to let you know it's really good to hear you on the air, and very good on the puppy. Yeah, love Golden's there. Such a sweet dog. And my nephew has two of them, an older one who is just quiet and sophisticated, and a younger, they just got a puppy who's just like Wild Bill Hickok. He just loves to run and loves to be around people. Well, looking forward to seeing you, maybe having an eyeball sometime, Aaron. Back over to you from NADRL. Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't keep you too much longer either, because, again, I don't know how long this signal's going to reach the repeat site, but I think you still have your repeater up and running, is that right?
Yeah, it's up and running. It's linked. I don't, my friend Jeff, KBA-WR, I'm sure you remember Jeff, he takes care of it for me, and it's linked to several other repeaters, and a lot of guys are getting good use out of it, over.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, it's been interesting. I went ahead and paid the fee for the GMRS license, too, when I saw that we had a GMRS repeater, so. Yeah, definitely a bigger landscape than I remember, but that's good. It's better than a shrinking one. With that, I'll say 73 for now, and we'll catch up to you at some point, hopefully in the future. NADRL, KDA.
Fine business on everything, Aaron. Yeah, I'm trying to get my two grand boys interested in the GMRS. I have the license, and it covers them, too. But, man, I just can't get them off their cell phone sometimes. 73, Aaron, KD8AVA, NADRL.
73, Dave. Good talking to you. KD8AVA, clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.
KC8YDF Mobile. KC8YDF KE8CB. Good afternoon. How you been doing? My back went out again. I got a bulging disc. Other than that, I'm okay.
Well, that's not good. No back problems are good. I've had those before. Luckily, I haven't had anything recently, so knock on wood on that one. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I was under false pretenses there for a little while. I went and had back surgery. I was feeling good and all. And then my back went out December 21st. Recuperated from it, and I was starting to feel a little bit better, but felt weak still. And then ironically, on like the 20 or 21st of this month, exactly 4 weeks, it went out in a way where the disc swelled up. So, I start therapy, I think, next week. Maybe, hopefully, therapy will stop it from doing that. If it don't, I'll have to go back under the knife.
Well, that's not good. I know my wife suffers from back issues as well. She's got two vertebrae that are basically bone on bone, so she does not want to have surgery. It's not always... That's a crapshoot sometimes, so she knows people that have come out of it very well and other people that haven't, so you just kind of take your chances with that when you're dealing with a... with your back and your spine.
It also comes down to what they do. If her back is in good condition to where she could do a total disc replacement to for that bone-on-bone area, I suggest that. They wanted to defuse me and I, to fusion, and I refused it because I have not heard very many good stories about people doing rods and fusion and screws and all that. I told them I want the better method. And in that spot, I'm doing really good. Fortunately, I should have had the other one done too, but I didn't.
Yeah, I know some of those fusion things and that is not good. And, I opted, I had to have toe joint surgery, and you either fuse the bone, where basically it wouldn't bend anymore, but, and then the other option was replace the joint, which would allow still movement. Well, I opted for that, and that worked well, but the surgery itself disrupted more nerves. I have nerve damage from when I got shingles about almost 9 years ago in that foot, and that disrupted the nerves even more, so instead of helping with some of the pain and the motion, it got it worse. So, again, any type of surgery is a crapshoot sometimes.
Well, I was feeling so good after surgery and everything, I kept picking my dog up to, you know, transfer him up on a bed and stuff, and I shouldn't have done that. So, because of my own stupidity, now I have a type of nerve damage where my right foot runs a little bit hotter than it should, and drier. And as far as damage from surgery, just the same that anybody getting cut on the belly would get. Apparently there's a nerve cluster that's in the belly that runs to the left part of my leg. It's genetic. My mother had it because when she had C-section, she went numb in that area for several years. And ironically, apparently I got the same nerve cluster. So my left leg has a little handprint-sized numb spot. Not a big deal. Don't bother me any.
Well, it's like me. I've learned to live with it. There's nothing I can do about it. They can't fix it. And the joint was just because I had arthritis, and when they did x-rays on it, they said, well, doesn't it hurt? And I said, well, yeah, it hurts all of the time. I've got gout in the joint. I've got the nerve pain, and then arthritis, and it was bone on bone, and he said, I don't know how you're still walking. And it's kind of like, well, I can't tell one pain from another pain, you know. It's just, I couldn't tell joint, you know, the nerve pain from the gout pain from the arthritis pain. It's just all pain. So. But when I got to a point, he said, well, this hopefully will help alleviate at least part of the pain level. And it hasn't really. It's been about the same, and the foot's still numb most of the time, so, because of the nerve damage before, so, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's true. Like that disc I had replaced was so bad it was masking the other disc. So I didn't even realize the other disc was causing any of those issues. And but you know, on MRIs the disc wasn't that bad, and you figured, you know, with therapy and all, maybe that disc would do okay. So I went with that option. But now I know what that disc really was doing. Because you recognize the symptoms from when your back was going out from before, and now that you don't have the issues of the other one, you get a bigger picture, unfortunately, of what was really going on. And apparently the disc that I left in there was contributing to my pain the whole time, and I just didn't know it.
Yep. You don't know sometimes. Well, I'm now sitting in dead stop traffic on Davenport at the railroad tracks because they got a train sitting across the intersection that's not moving. It's just backing up traffic, so wonderful. I hate taking the expressway sometimes, but here's a time when I wish I would have took the expressway, then I would have got over on the other side of the train and got off at Michigan there. But, oh well, I don't know what they're doing. They're not moving at all.
You could always buy one of those Japanese ultralight drone-style two-person car and fly to work and home.
Yeah, I've seen those. It's kind of like, you think there's collisions now. Yeah, I see it's moving. But yeah, unfortunately with those, if they run out of gas or run out of battery, some of those are battery, there's only one direction, down. So, not for me, at least in that regard. But did you get on the air or anything for Winterfield Day last weekend?
No, I did not. Yeah, they got a new one, though, that has wings on it. So the wings do, like, I think they said 80 or 90% of the work once you're up in the air and moving. And the drone part of it is just for takeoff and landing and give you some momentum. So with that one, you could glide yourself down and have a soft crash.
Yep, those are something I'd like to avoid too, any kind of a crash, soft or otherwise. But yeah, at some point, yeah, you watch some of the old TV shows and old predictions and that. Yeah, back by 2020 or whatever, 2015, we were supposed to have flying cars. Well, we're nowhere close to those. And then they tried to do electric, but we're going to be nowhere closer to those just because no infrastructure and no range until they figure other things out. Well, wonderful. Now the train's going back the other direction. So first we backed up to the right. Now we're going back to the left. gotta love it.
I bet the ultralight helicopter looks real good right now.
Yep. Hey, kind of the Back to the Future thing. Just pick up and take off here. But not happening. At least it's going now toward, it's going toward Genesee, down toward the hospitals at a little quicker pace. So it looked like they got the switched or whatever they were doing and moving, so I don't know how far back the train is, but it wasn't blocking the intersection at down at the Potter Station down there at the Lake State Railway. That wasn't blocked, and I didn't bother to look to see if it was on the bridge still over the water, but it's moving at least, so it's just going to back everything up and get to try and get through the light up here at Michigan.
Yeah, the newest ultralight that they're testing out there, I think it was in Alaska somewhere. It was all covered in snow and ice out in the wilderness. Apparently, it's great for areas like that. And the guy gets out there and he flies flies around for like an hour or so. Yeah, you don't need a license or anything for it because it's an ultralight vehicle. And it's flied by computer, so it flies just like a DJI drone. You tell it where you're going, and it does it. You got joysticks, but the joysticks just controls up, down, left, right, and speed. The computer does the rest, which is it's kind of cool. I think about the only design change that thing needs is rotating wings. But they said they didn't go that route because it would put them over the ultralight limit. And I think to have safer ultralight vehicles and with better technology, they need to increase the weight limits and regulations so you could have better technology in them.
Okay, yeah, I have never looked at those before. We're slowly moving along in a westerly bound position, but I like all these people are crossing over. They're in the left lane but want to be in the right lane and crossing in front of everybody here. Somebody's going to get hit at some point.
Have you had OmniFiber knocking your door yet?
I have not, although I know Rick, KC8VOA, just signed up.
Yeah, they're doing $1 trial where you could sign up for $1 for your first month and try it out. I signed up, but the ground was too frozen, so they can't install it. So they're going to come back out next week and try again. Hopefully the ground will thaw some. I'm gonna sign up for their 500 megabit service. I'm currently at 650 with Spectrum for like $90 a month, and their 500 speed is $65 a month. Being fiber, it should perform just as good, if not better, is the way I look at it from what I know about the tech. But I look forward to finding out if they could deliver.
Yep. What do you do for, so that's just got your internet, what do you do for content, like, you know, television content, what do you do for that?
Streaming service, Netflix, Amazon Prime, some of the free ones, Disney Plus, Hulu had a $4.99 deal for 3 months, so I signed up for that. So I could catch up on some things, and then I'll cancel it because their normal price is insane. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. They've been advertising the Spectrum fiber, but they've got it bundled now. You have to have their mobile phone, so you got to have their phone and Wi-Fi, and then you get the content too, but like I said, I'm on a different phone carrier with my daughter and son-in-law, and so my wife and I are in with them to make the bill cheaper. So you get the fiber, you have no content, and right now we have the content through Spectrum. So Rick, I know, got the 1 gig service. And he got, the first year was like, I thought he said something like $45 for the first year. And then it goes to like $80 or something like that, but it's supposed to be a locked-in price forever. And I'll believe that when I see it, but we'll find out. He's supposed to have it in a couple of months. It's supposed to be in our area. I mean, they've come through and put the lines in. So it's to that point, but we'll wait and see how Rick does with his.
Yeah, the OmniFiber is supposed to be a lock price where they don't fluctuate like Spectrum does. Spectrum charges you like $130, $140, $50, and then they give you promos to back it down to like $80 or $90 for like 12 months. And then if you don't remember to call, you're going to get in the same bill. And they never give you the good stuff. They only give you, you know, decent discounts. They only give the good stuff to new customers. But yeah, with Spectrum, yeah, you gotta have, you can't get the phone service unless you have their internet. And you can't keep your phone service if you get rid of the internet. So, I'm testing out OmniFiber's mobile, which is, they're partnered with AT&T, and so far it's pretty good. I actually get a few more bars, their data on the speed test I've been doing, the download speed is like 100, 150 faster than Spectrum with their 5G, and the upload speed is about 20 megs faster than Spectrum so far at my physical location. If I get closer to the towers, it actually even does better. So I'm kind of impressed with it, and so I'm definitely going to switch my mobile over to Omni at some point. Yeah. Hard part's the kid in the house, he owns money on his phone, and you can't unlock your phone and leave until you pay your bill. So that's a real trick.
KC8YVF for ID. Yeah, like I said, I'll see how Rick likes it there. I have outdoor television antenna, so, and 90% of the things that we watch are off-the-air stuff, so ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. So most of that is what we watch for our content. But although Rick, I know, sent me a thing, video yesterday, they're talking about doing away with over-the-air. That you'll have to pay for that, even for over-the-air broadcast. If you've got to be through a provider, you won't have, they won't be transmitting over-the-air signals, which I think is a really bad idea, just because, you know, for emergency capabilities, you know, you don't have cable, you don't have something, provider streaming's down, internet's down, how do you get your information in emergencies? Over-the-air broadcasts, you know, is another alternative, and that's what I've had to fall back on before. We've lost power at the house for 4 days, and we're still able to keep up with what was going on just using the over-the-air. It won't happen immediately, but they're talking about doing that now, so I don't want to have to pay for content. I get, it's bad enough what I got with Spectrum right now.
Yeah, I think they're probably talking about doing away with it because of the footprint of users has, you know, dropped to a certain threshold where it's just not viable, which is going to hurt the people that actually do use it. Unfortunately, Michigan don't have it, but our fellow state across the water, there was a, 10 years ago, there was a program, they were taking donations and stuff, and they were going to, if you lived in that state, they took over-the-air broadcast, and then they sent it through the internet to your home for free. But unfortunately, in Michigan, don't have that. I'm not sure if that project ever worked out, though. I haven't heard anything about it since.
Yeah, I know. I talked to Rick to what he has, and he says, oh, yeah, he's got this service and this streaming service and that streaming service. And most of those, like you said, we don't watch the streaming services that much. But through Spectrum right now, we got Hulu for part of the package, but again, our bill kept going up, and we've got Disney Plus, and we've got a couple other things, and my daughter and son-in-law have Prime, so we've got to watch a few things there. But I'm not a movie person, so having, you know, all these movie channels does me no good. I'm most the one for one-hour series. I don't like, I'm too impatient. I don't like to sit there for 2 or 3 hours to watch a movie. I got too many other things to do, so an hour show is about the only thing I'm good for. I can sit down, and then the shows I like are shows that start and complete in one episode. My wife is always watching these shows that you've got to watch this week's episode and last week's episode to know what's happening next week, and so if you miss an episode someplace, then you don't have no idea what's going on. And I said, that's too much like a soap opera type thing, and I don't watch those either, so. Oh, well. Well, Clayton, I'm going to let you go. I'm just about at the house. One more corner, and I'm in the driveway here. So thanks for the ride-along tonight. Good to hear you back on. I haven't heard you in a while. So sorry to hear about your back. Hopefully you can get that straightened out and feeling better, and we'll talk to you again. KCYBF with KEHCB.
KEHCB, 7-3.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 12 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear, 10 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear, 10 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 9 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 8 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 7 degrees.